Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
For those of you that don't have a video camera 3 inches from your mug every day like we do on this show, let me tell you one of the greatest things about having a video camera is, and I don't think even the boys notice this, that every single day on the show, right before airtime, right before we start flapping our gums, I do a little receding hairline check, just like this.
Oh, I know.
Just to see.
Never.
What do you mean you know?
I've
you
seen
didn't
it.
Know.
I've seen it every day.
You didn't know that's what I was doing.
Well, I don't see your hairline receding. I thought you were looking at the gray.
I thought he was bowing.
No, the gray is the gray.
I thought
is
he was
the
doing
gray.
White balance.
The gray is the gray. But I look at that because you know what? This falls under the category of don't get happy. I am pleased at my age to have the hairline that I have. I will say that, yes, there, I said it. I've got a lot of other things, a small penis, a large stomach, but I will tell you, the hair for my age, I was looking around, been looking around at, you know, you go to a funeral, you look around, am I balling all the
sure
family members? No, my whole family's got pretty good hair. My cousins have pretty good hair.
The O'Maras are known for good hair.
Yes, as a matter of fact, when they cut their hair, they lose their power.
You know,
like
just
superhero.
Like Samson. Hercules. Not a superhero, Hercules.
Oh,
a
wasn't
Greek
Hercules.
Mythology.
It was Samson.
Samson, I'm sorry.
Right, yeah, it's not Hercules, it's Samson.
Okay.
Hercules.
Okay.
Hercules.
So I do that.
And it's beautiful.
You look
good.
No,
it's thin.
Do you get sunburned where it's thin?
Nothing worse. Nothing worse than a sunburned head. Ooh, it hurts.
The question of that is I probably have a base up there, but I've seen guys, the worst is guys that are bald and don't screen up. Then you get the late Dick Van Patten look.
Oh, yeah. It looks like Swedish fish on the back of your head.
I mean, seriously, scab central. Because the skin up there, your scalp, if you don't have hair to protect yourself, and, you know, it's very
problematic. I forgot to wear my hat at Santa Anita, and now I've got all of these sores.
But that's
I think
not
that's
what
probably
I want to talk
what
about.
Happened with him, yeah.
I want to say, I want to give credit to a man that we never give credit to. And it was a throwaway comment on the only show that Rob and I watch because we are creatures of habit,
yes.
Rob more than me. But this goes out to Al Roker, who in a throwaway comment today mentioned that coming in to LaGuardia Airport, I don't know whether, I would assume it was 2 nights ago. I'm going to say
that
it
would
was
make sense,
before.
Like Sunday, it would, Sunday it, night.
That he was coming back into the. And did you hear what he said? You wouldn't pay attention. You're not a phobic flyer. I hung on every word. If this happened to me, there is a very, very good chance, and I mean this, that I would never get on an airplane again.
I honestly,
did you hear
you know
what he experienced?
I might have missed it this morning.
It was Kennedy or LaGuardia. I'm going to assume LaGuardia.
Fiorello LaGuardia Airport, yes.
I'm going to assume it's a more problematic airport. He said, and I quote, they experienced five aborted landing.
Oh, it would be done. It would be done for me.
Do you know what it was? And this was the drill. They aborted the landings 4 different times, diverted to Baltimore to refuel.
Oh, they burned up that much fuel?
Came back up to LaGuardia and aborted one more before they landed.
I would have just gotten off in Baltimore.
I would have been off in Baltimore. I would have been on the next train.
It is really, Mike, the aborted landing. It's a pilot's right to choose.
The thing is, it can be. I have been. God, Jesus, you are such a hump. You are such a hump. Here's the thing, though. Is this when you've got Kerry Sanders measuring the ounces in a Starbucks cup, and you've got this now? As Jeff much Roker. As I would give props to Roker, who mentioned it as a throwaway.
Yes.
If you are aborting a landing five times, that is newsworthy.
Yes.
And you would think at a news organization, you would have somebody ask a question, but nobody gives a rat's ass about it.
Well, for one thing, it's Al. No one cares.
Right, it's poor
Al. No one cares. What are you doing, Al? You got another barbecue cookbook? Okay.
Right.
That's good. We'll get to you at 08 and 22.
All right. You know what? You have his. You probably have contacts from when we used to have Roker on the show. Right?
I never touch base with Roker, but I can chase him down. I know how to get through the
I would love to get him on the show to talk about one thing and one thing only.
The aborted landings.
Simply about the aborted landing. I'll reach out to be on that. He said, now I don't know the specific quote. He said at one point he was texting. He made a joke about texting his producer and telling him I love him. So that was funny. He said he was texting that there were so many people.
You've been through how many? One or two? I've been through. We shared one coming in to
TWA, right?
Yeah, it was. That's how long ago it was. TWA International.
That long ago. That TWA International, and then another one. I don't remember where it was, but it was the TWA is the one I remember because
horrifying.
It's terrifying. It's the same. If you're a phobic flyer, you get yourself ramped up. For the landing, you're ready.
It's the worst part of the plane trip.
And if it's delayed, it is agony. Circling an airport for me is I hate Hartsfield in Atlanta because that's the circle capital of the world where they've got too many planes and they stack them up and it sucks and they're thunderstorms and it's horrible. I cannot begin to tell you if I went through that and then diverted. If I went through two, I'd be out of my mind.
Yeah. It's really
I don't know what I would do. It made me think about when I'm on an airplane, since I haven't had those kind of situations in recent memory, I got to grow a set because if I had Carla next to me, I wouldn't want to be, I would have to internalize it.
Is there any chance?
It'd be nice to have someone you love with you. At least you can say goodbye, you know?
Yeah, that's true, but Oscar, to be honest with you, the last flight, the fact that we headed out of town and we did not have the little guy with us, that was on my mind. From the minute I went up there until the time I came back, I was thinking about that.
Was he in coach?
No, he was not.
No, they had checked him. He was too big for a carry-on.
That's right. Yeah, there's first class because Oscar still has me flying first class.
No, you got the extra leg room, so you'd be further up.
Yeah, I got the extra leg room. Yeah. He was in the luggage compartment. No, he was with the babysitter back in Florida.
Now, is there any chance?
I was thinking about him. I was thinking, especially with the 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, I was thinking about him. And it's a tribute to the flyers and the pilots in this country.
You know what?
Incredible.
Now that the story is, you've mentioned it and I'm thinking it through, five aborted landings would be a news story.
Is it not?
Any chance that Al sweetened the story a little bit?
May he be damned in hell for the rest of his meteorological life if that is the case.
Like but maybe he went back to his dressing room and called Brian Williams and said, guess what I got away with today?
I would love to do some journalism. I would love to find out. Good luck. Been there. Done it already. There's nothing on there. You'll have videos of aborted landings. You'll have Wikipedia explaining what an aborted landing is. You will have nothing that is news. Now, I would imagine that certainly was not the only plane across the country with 65 to 70 mile an hour wind gusts on the East Coast that aborted its landing. And I remember sitting in Logan Airport on Sunday morning and saying to myself, I'm okay taking off now because our plane came in from D.C. in literal whiteout conditions, and they landed it, and it was fantastic.
Our takeoff
was relatively smooth.
With that kind of condition, with five aborted landings, and, you know, they've got the computers where they can run the simulations, and they know what's going on.
And it's LaGuardia, too.
It's an airport that was built in 1920. And it can't handle that kind of stuff. And they can't
change it. I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why, because the airport, it's not like, even National expanded their runways a little bit. But I look at that. I would love to get... can we get Joel Rogers on? I'd love to get Joel Rogers.
And most of these guys are out of the military, right? Because I have a couple of guys.
Yeah, most of the older guys are probably military.
I have a couple of guys. A young guy who's not thinking of getting into the commercial aviation sector because he graduated from Top Gun, right? And he wants to get into more of a business capacity in the private sector. But another guy, he's...
wants to fly private air. A lot of them like to do that.
Ka-ching.
And then another guy...
Not as much as you might think.
Another guy who was getting into the commercial sector, and he said that, they don't pay as much as they used to in the past. The benefits are great. But also that... ideally, wouldn't you want one of these guys that were in the military to fly your big planes and 100%. Wouldn't you pay them a little more than you would pay another guy? Because
they are like a JetBlue is going to get a better pilot than Allegiant. Okay, I mean that's the very
what about
nature
Ted,
of
Mike?
What it is. You know,
Ted.
I'm not sure Ted. Is Ted still around? I like to see gray hair though. I'm just a traditionalist that way. Show me some gray hair, but you know you might be a idiot that's been passed over the 747 20 times, you know? I don't know. I'd love to know. We've got plenty of pilots that listen to this show.
Yeah, we do.
I would love to have a little discussion about aborted landings because I watched that and I would now and you're right, I wonder. No, it would they don't cover it. They don't cover it.
They've got a guy just for air travel. They should cover it.
Right.
That's you know what? And let me withdraw. They should cover it. They don't.
Five aborted.
But they should.
But this also speaks to Roker. Why wouldn't Roker? If I'm
he's
Al
a
Roker.
Simpleton.
If I'm Al Roker. No, because he's
rocking. Because maybe they know he's a hack and they're like, we're not going to double down on this five landings. Then maybe he's known for like, all right, it was two. We didn't go to Baltimore.
And I was on a train.
Oh, God. No, now we had an aborted landing. Did we go to Baltimore, too?
No, we circled back and came back to D.C.
Okay, the one that I was on, they went to Baltimore, and I got off the plane.
Really?
Yeah, there were thunderstorms. It was National Airport. There were thunderstorms over National. They diverted to Baltimore. I was like, well, I got a car at National, but I live in Annapolis. See ya. Yeah. Bye-bye.
I would consider bye-bye. It. In those situations, I would consider it. Why try? You know, why tempt fate?
When I heard that, I latched onto it. I was telling people.
Maybe we're spoiled as a society as well. I'll let you know. When I was a kid, I got on a cargo plane with a bunch of chickens and cattle. Mm-hmm. And we flew from what was La Paz to Wyoming, which is in the tropics.
Right.
And the only plane that took you there was the plane that also took the cattle.
That's right, Mike. And, you,
and the chickens.
Of, instead of buckling seatbelts, they had to lock arms.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for getting your stick in. I, unlike you, am listening to what he has to say, and I'd like to ask some questions.
I heard every word.
You were on a cattle plane. They had livestock?
They
had
livestock. And I remember it was weird to see a chicken, which as a kid you think can fly, in an airplane. You're like, why don't they just fly there?
Well, like a zero gravity thing.
It was wild. And so you wouldn't have seats. You'd actually sit on the cargo. And I remember these big ropes that were tying down the cargo. As a little kid, I had to hold on to it. And it was my sister, my brother, and I, and my mom.
Wow.
They didn't even have seats?
No. And it wasn't just us. There must have been at least 80 people on the plane. I don't know if that's legal these days.
No, I think maybe that might be pushing your luck to actually fly.
It's also Latin America, the wild, wild west.
Well, they don't have the FAA, do they?
No.
I mean, it's not regulated.
They actually don't.
It's not regulated. So.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We've got a tip in.
Oh, this is going to be
from
good.
Diego.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
When I work the front desk, there are two kinds of pilots when they check into the hotel. Ones that are just all business. When's the next shuttle back to the airport? And the other ones that first thing they ask is, where's the bar?
Yeah, don't surprise me. They're still popping them. They're still popping them for booze. You still hear those co-pilots that show up with the blood alcohol level. I remember, what's the movie with Denzel where he inverts the airplane? I'm trying to think.
Oh, I remember that.
He's the hero. I'll pull it up right now.
He's sitting there, and he sits there, and the greatest scene where he is addressing the cockpit. Not the cockpit. He's addressing the plane, and he's talking to the passengers. And as he's talking, you see him mixing his orange juice and vodka right next to him. They're like, I bet it happens a lot.
The same rule applies with flight attendants. They're not allowed to drink certain amount of hours before they have a trip.
Right.
And, you know, my sister-in-law is a flight attendant, and I know that she's got friends that can do the math in their head.
Oh,
exactly how late they can drink.
We were getting off the plane coming in from Logan. We were getting off the plane in Florida. They were talking about their layovers. And she literally said to me, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to go have a drink. That's what she said because they were ready to go. They had enough of a, you know, it's usually 24 hours. I think the rule might be 12.
I think, isn't it 12 bottle to throttle? Isn't that what you sometimes
hear? I think bottle to throttle, it might be 12 hours, but they're saying that most pilots will give it a 24-hour.
I know that Michelle.
Not the ones I party
with. Was it the preacher's wife?
No, it wasn't the preacher's wife.
No, what the... Denzel Washington.
Malcolm X, it was called.
I'm finding it now.
Unstoppable?
No, the
Flight. It was called Flight. We're idiots.
Flight.
Oh, my God.
Flight. Jeez. There you go. Bunch of humps.
I saw that in the theater, too, of all things.
I do
remember. So what I remember.
I'm just, sorry, one time. Mike, stop it.
Sorry, I was just messing with you.
Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah, that's funny.
I thought that's what initially happened. I said, oh, my God, we lost him. No one notices except for me.
No, no, you know. To be perfectly honest with you, and I'll give Rob a little credit here, yes. I have far less things to worry about with this board. They all just stay wide open, and I don't have to worry about it. See, the thing is, he does it the same way I do it, though. He leaves them all wide open, and if he tries to mess with them, that's what he's trying to learn.
It's a learning curve.
It's a learning curve.
Is it harder or easier than the other one?
It is. I would say skill-wise, it's the same, but it's different because I have my entire life actually moved.
Skill-wise, it's the same.
Difficulty-wise, it's the same.
Is it more difficult or easier?
It's the same, Mike, but different because of the different ways the board is. It's a totally different science because you're not actually moving knobs and faders and turning things or sliding things. It's an iPad. It's like playing a video game. It's like playing a radio video game.
Okay, so the same but different means we're going to have the same level of performance. That means we can start the show now. Fantastic.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The flooding tunnel's over that ridge. We'll get in that way.
What was your job when you were based here?
Sanitation.
Sanitation?
Then how do you know how to disable the shields?
I don't. I'm just here to get Ray.
People are counting on us. The galaxy is counting on us.
Solo, we'll figure it out.
We'll use the Force. That's not how the Force works. Oh, really? You're cold?
Come on.
You will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open.
What did you say?
You will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open.
I'll tighten those restraints, scavenger scum.
You will remove these restraints and leave this cell with the door open.
I will remove these restraints and leave the cell with the door open.
And you'll drop your weapon?
And I'll drop my weapon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. And now, here to tell you all about our latest sponsor is Harry Carey. Harry?
Come on. Hey, Harry!
Nice.
Where's the copy?
Hey, sports fans! The MLB season started on Sunday.
Woo!
Yeah, baseball's here this year. There's a whole new reason to play one day fantasy baseball on FanDuel.
Yes!
Yay!
They're back.
Because FanDuel is the best way to experience sports, period. With FanDuel, you don't just watch your favorite team. You get to create your own, like Dutchie and I do.
Oh, Dutchie, your wife.
Even though we're both dead. Think about it. You, your friends. The games. The adrenaline. I promise you. Baseball has never been this much fun. You can play against your buddies. FanDuel has contests for everyone, from the casual fan to the expert. And oh, yeah, you can win money! while you're at it. Money, big money. You have got to experience the fun and excitement to really get it. Try FanDuel today. Mike, take it from here. I got to go get a Budweiser.
Nice.
Enter a FanDuel league now, and if you don't want to, I'm sorry, if you don't win.
Don't win.
If you don't want to win. Let me try. Harry, come back in here.
Oh, Harry. I only gave you the last part of it, and you effed the whole thing up.
You're right, I did, Harry. Okay. Enter a FanDuel league now, and if you don't win any prize in your first contest, they'll refund your entry fee up to $10 back to your FanDuel account so you can play more. This will take an hour if I read the thing. I'm getting out of here. Mike, take it away.
Harry.
Just deposit, play, and if you don't win, they'll refund your first entry fee up to $10. Go to FanDuel.com and use the code TMOS. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code TMOS. This is FanDuel, the best way to experience sports, everybody. Awara! Atua!
Oh, no!
FanDuel! Baseball!
Nice.
Didn't know he'd be by today. Good to see him.
Not sure whether he's still in here or did he leave.
I think he's squeezed out.
He's gone.
He's gone now?
He's gone now. Yeah, I counted the doors.
Oh, boy. Hey, you know, the room's spinning a little bit.
Maybe he is in there.
Ones I used to do. God, I used to commit. Yes, sir. I committed all the time. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yesterday, I was so consumed with sharing my funereal experiences with, that's not the proper use of the word. I was so into using my, no, funereal is kind of an atmosphere. It's kind of a funereal atmosphere.
Okay, I see. Yeah. But we knew what you meant. But I mean, they were experiences that were funereal, dealing with a funeral.
Maybe, but I think it was more like my funeral experience.
Okay.
That's what we didn't get to Oscar's big birthday weekend. So much going on.
Oh, yeah.
In Oscar's world right now. So much going on in his life with his house that he's trying to purchase, and Todd Moore getting back to Tech 411 and running around and doing that thing he's been doing for a year. But anyway, don't want to talk
about it. The automated driver.
Burn that one. Exactly. No. You had a big birthday celebrate. You waited till the weekend
yes.
to celebrate your birthday with all your buds. And it sounded, based on one of the promos on Tech 411, like you might have gone back to the old Oscar we know and love, where you had a few Jack and Diet.
You know,
right?
When you have a long day, because Saturday I had class, and I think I was up probably around 6 a.m. to get to be in class by 7:30 to get started at 8, right?
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty. Harry, why are you coming? Harry, wake up.
Up at 6. Mike was up at 5 a.m. with his little tiny son, Oscar.
Now, that's
why he had to come in and
out of character for him to come in and scold.
Yes.
He's normally a happy guy.
He seemed to have a scolding tone. I don't know what that was all about.
So but you get Mr. Mike doesn't have to sit in a classroom for what was really 12 hours, right?
Well, so, Mike sits in the classroom called life.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate that. Absolutely, yes.
We had two different courses all day, and I was wrapping up around 7:30 in the evening. We were set for dinner with just Todd and his girlfriend, 8:30 p.m., so I made it from College Park to D.C. in 40 minutes, picked up my girl, and went straight to the restaurant, right?
Perfect. What restaurant?
May I ask a question about that? Is there any... is there any level that you can discern of tension based on the fact that now you have put a ring on Shannon's finger, but yet the woman who I believe has been with Todd closer, perhaps even longer than, she's certainly
shorter.
Known him.
She's
longer.
Been around, yes.
She's been around.
Orbiting.
Hey,
she's been orbiting.
Easy. You might want to rephrase it.
Why?
When you say
jump around.
No,
when you
no,
say
no,
a girl's
no.
been around.
Been, they were friends before they started dating.
I see. Okay.
Is do you get any of that, or has it ever
No, not at all.
Just checking. Just
it's
checking.
Actually right. phenomenal. It's great because they don't even talk about it. It's awesome.
Okay,
some,
very good.
Because some people become selfish, and they start talking about, when are we going to get married?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
in front
absolutely.
Of you, where you're like, whoa, I didn't even want to do this.
Right, exactly.
Right? Yeah.
I understand that. I understand.
But don't run to it.
But he's a great guy. I've partied with him. He's a good guy. He's one of your best buds, and that's a great
And if I'm going to hang out with anybody after 12 hours of class and not have to put too much effort into a conversation or really work to just be yourself because you're exhausted, or someone that sees, hey, You had a long day. If you want to call it a night early, that's cool. If you want to rage, that's awesome too.
It's
right?
Easy. Yes. It's comfy.
Yeah,
and that's so well put. That's so, because it is really, when you think about socializing, I think about my own world down here. Maybe that's part of the deal, is new relationships. They require so much more
maintenance.
The comfort zone isn't there. So I can completely understand.
Yeah. So it was when Chan said we're going on with Todd and Marissa, I said, that's perfect. We've been friends for years. It's going to be fun. And if the night goes one way, that's awesome. If it doesn't, they're not going to be mad or upset or let down. Mm-hmm. And we meet at Martin's down the street. Right?
Okay. You love that place.
Martin's Tavern. And paid full price. Or actually, Todd did, because he picked up the tab. Very kind.
The one you liked so bad. The JFK one?
Yes.
You love that joint.
Oh, I love that joint, man.
That's a great joint to love. Yeah, I'd love that. If I lived in that neighborhood, I might be a regular there, too. That's old school. They got a kind of an old attitude. I like that. It's a fun joint.
I love it. I love it for the history. I love it for the food. And it was
staggering distance to home.
Yeah. Well, now it would be in the long run, right? Still, right now, it's a good mile from where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Uphill, too.
That uphill, Mike, let me tell you, that is brutal.
It would be better if it was uphill getting there and downhill going home. If they could swap the ways, it would be a lot easier.
That would be so much better. And, having made that trek, and we're not talking just uphill. It's uphill.
Yeah.
It's climb, vertical. climb.
It is the highest elevation point of D.C. We're very close to the highest elevation right here.
In Grover Park, are really.
Yeah, the highest elevation point in the District of Columbia is where the cathedral is. Mm-hmm. And we're spitting distance from it.
All right. So, I understand that now. That's cool.
Thank you, Rob.
Not at all.
So, as we have...
Hey! That was a hell of a fact, Rob! All right,
he loves his historical facts.
Look, if Harry's going to be interrupting Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, he'll certainly have to interrupt Mike as well. Because, I don't want... I think turnabout is fair.
Harry, why not?
You got that right, fat ass!
Oh, no!
All right, we will continue with the saga of Oscar and his birthday. And when Todd Moore and Oscar really start to roar, good things happen, as far as I'm concerned. So just like my old jingle from my restaurant, good things happen when you're at O'Maris.
I remember
Take
that.
A break. Take a break. I don't know what's going on. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Maris.
Do you like Oscar Santana?
But I do.
He might be too misogynistic?
I am.
Then check out The Robin Joe Show with noted feminist Joe Robinson. Listen to Joe's opinion on the importance of young girls to have a positive body image.
I'm sure that in most high schools, the cheerleaders are under two bills. I'm sure they don't have to order special uniforms like they did for these cheerleaders I saw. I really don't want to talk about it. I think that's mean.
Get Joe's take on equality in the bedroom.
The problem is I want to get a canopy bed because, I like to tie chicks up and I'm going to be single again, right?
Hear Joe's analysis on the perils of prostitution.
Propositioning my girlfriend for a threesome with him and his wife. Now, I'm not offended by that. I'm offended by the idea that he tried to give her $40.
You can listen to The Rob and Joe Show weekly at MikeO'MaraShow.com or on demand on the TMOS app.
In order to date me, you need to be a whore. That's what I said.
That's a good way to pick up whores.
Funny boys.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. I want to talk money for a second. I want to talk about a new sponsor we have called Avant. The truth is that sometimes honest, hardworking folks need a little extra. I can relate to this. I think you can relate to this. Mm-hmm. And banks don't always make it fast or easy. I think a lot of people in this world, when they suddenly need some cash, like, for example, they might have made multiple trips up to another city and realized how expensive airfare is. And then when, Lord knows, they had to fly their family members in and out a couple of times and also rent cars and take your brother-in-law and sister out to dinner at an expensive place that you normally wouldn't go to, your whole thing gets thrown out of whack.
But that's just in theory, right?
No, that's me. But Avant is here to help. There's a company that understands what it's all about. Sometimes average folks like you and me, you just need a little extra money, maybe for a car or a home repair, but you don't have it. Avant to the rescue. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without ever setting foot in a branch. You simply go to avantoffer.com and check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, literally minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through AvantOffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AvantOffer.com, promo code TMOS, AvantOffer.com, and TMOS. Please remember that combination. Loans made by Web Bank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day. If approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. So, Avant, welcome to you. And yes, Rob.
Before we get back to Oscar's story, would you like to hear your O'Mara's jingle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
I actually have the produced spot.
I wrote it. Yeah. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, this is a good spot.
All the really important people are talking about the good things that happen at O'Mara's restaurant in Old Town Manassas.
Okay, folks, remember O'Mara's is looking out for you.
I wish they had food this good in the old MASH unit.
I love the disc jockey and the dancing.
O'Mara's will eradicate your thirstitude and quench your hungerism.
And O'Mara's has wonderful waitresses. Hello, dear.
And I says, I wish we had an O'Mara's in California.
Was that Jesse Jackson?
What you need to do is be able to help yourself to great food and drink.
Mijo, give me a break and go to O'Mara's.
I have always found that at O'Mara's, the price is right.
All right, here's the final trivia question. What's the best place in the world?
O'Mara's! Final answer.
Well, then fine.
Every other restaurant's for the bird.
Man, we need a restaurant like O'Mara's in Ward 8.
Oh, when I'm at O'Mara's, I can't stop laughing.
Visit O'Mara's restaurant in the heart of Old Town Manassas.
Good things happen when you're at O'Mara's.
That's a good spot.
Who came up with that jingle?
Mm. Hi.
Was that Jormund at the end?
Yeah, it was. Jormund did the intro and the tag. Yeah. Nice.
What good things happened?
Nothing to me. Anyway, no.
Oh, come on.
No, for
we had a great time at that party.
For 3 years, we had a great time.
Yeah.
And then.
When did you know? Like, you had to have a moment when you knew.
You're
like, yeah, something's changing.
We knew a long time before I sold it. We knew that it wasn't going to be happening. It was just, it was something that...
Because I thought you were going to have an O'Mara's 2 in D.C. at one
put
moment.
Put a bid on the sign of the whale in downtown D.C.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Thank God that didn't happen. Because not only was the business model not working that well for us, but you threw right around sign of the whale time after that was recession time, and that was something nobody could control.
Mm-hmm.
And restaurants just went belly up by the dozen. And at least I was able to get out and sell my joint, which was great. But no, if I had had the two, it might have been very problematic.
And
it's
also,
tough.
You
got to be there. I've told people this before. At the very beginning of something like this, an enterprise like this, it's really a good idea to be there and be hands-on. And
that's
true. I mean, Jimmy makes a good living doing what he does because he's there, and he's, you know, it's his name, and he, you know, he pays attention to everything that's going in and out. That's the way it is. I didn't have the breadth of knowledge, nor did the person that I was partnered with. So you had two people that were just investors, and then you relied on others to do the bidding, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work that way.
You and also the government
got skin in the game that has knowledge of the business.
Different levels. The government always felt to me like they were against
you. Yeah, they were always going after you.
They were, and that was based on a history of probably Don and I going into bars and doing kind of naughty shows, restaurants in trouble, and they didn't forget that, and that was after 10, 15 years. They still remembered that, and I had that going against me, which was stunning. That was ABC in Virginia, and they still know my name, which is weird. They have this massive memory, you know, that they mentioned it when I was meeting initially to get the license and all that.
That had to blow your mind when they did that.
Totally blew my mind. I'm like, oh, petty. You know, it's because we got on the air and we said something about them that I still believe is true, that they're rather heavy-handed and they make it difficult.
Did the other bars, did they try to work against you collectively because you had
not
such
all of them. Some of them,
advantage?
Not all of them. Not all of them. Some of them did. I remember specifically one night when we were packed on a Saturday night or a Friday night, and there was somebody from the restaurant maybe less than a mile down the road putting flyers on people's cars. for an event that they were having at their restaurant. I remember that.
Just targeting
that
your crowd.
That was, first of all, that's very blatant, and that's kind of saying F you.
Yeah.
And they went out of business shortly thereafter. And, you know, and so it was just, it was not the cooperative. I think initially I wanted it to be cooperative. I had a whole vision. My vision was that it would be what I would do after radio. It was a vision that I would be entrenched in a community. It became, that part became very obvious to me early on, that that was not going to be the way it was.
Because you were from away.
I don't know whether it's being from away as much as it's being on the radio.
Oh,
or
wow.
being a known commodity. I think there was,
and you would think,
and also
on
I
the
was
surface,
not, yeah.
you would think being a known commodity, having a name, you'd
they
think
would
that'd
embrace
be a,
that.
That'd be a plus.
It didn't work. It didn't work. It wasn't. I didn't have that. You know, be one thing if you're a Redskin. It's another thing if you're, you know, a shock jock.
And it's a tough thing. It's the restaurant business nearly killed my dad's father. He always wanted to open a pub, or he did it three
I
or four
he
times.
He was in the furniture business.
No, that's my mom's father.
But who
I
was in
get
the
back
vegetables?
To your,
that was
I
also
get
my
back
grandfather.
To your thing, but I will tell you
so
this:
many businesses.
That, what I remember most is where you know where Don and I had a pretty good vacation schedule, a great one, like Johnny Carson, rival Johnny Carson.
Yeah,
no, not quite, but we would go away, and I remember that was a time in my life where I was never. Away. I would always know that that phone could ring at any time, morning, noon, or night, and some cluster F would be happening because I had to be apprised of it. And that's something I didn't like. You know, restaurant is great for, you know, if you have
meeting
someone
girls.
That you, if you, someone, what's that?
Nothing.
Meeting girls.
Chicks.
That's another thing.
Wives.
That is, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, that I put that in the cocaine category too.
What is the cocaine category?
Yeah, please, I was terrified in the 80s, and I for a long time, people believe me now. Rob, you know it's true.
Right.
People didn't believe me back in the day when I said I was a DJ during the 80s. You never did coke.
Right.
I never did coke. I've never done coke. I've never done cocaine.
Well,
never,
to be
ever.
Fair, for a while, your on-air name was China White.
I've never touched it, and I was afraid of it. That's the reason.
Sure.
Somebody says, why is that? I was afraid of it. It was the same thing with waitresses in my restaurant. I was afraid that the impropriety of doing something like
getting
that
involved
would sink my business.
Mm,
and
smart.
never did. And really, to be honest with you,
how about the waiters?
The waiters, all of them.
Of course. That was how they got hired.
Hot gay love. Yeah, there was the casting couch. The casting couch.
Can you keep a secret?
A lot of people don't know this about me. But anyway, it was fun, but I don't... there are two things. I don't know if I would do it again, and I certainly don't think that I would do it the way I did it. I wanted a place to hang out after the show at night.
Okay.
And I worked till 7 o'clock at night, so I'd go home and have dinner. And, I just had an opportunity to buy
one.
It was not... Yeah. I didn't go looking for a restaurant.
You were already sort of hanging out at the place before you owned it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'd been in there. Yeah, that's how I found out about it.
Wow.
I found out about that. And there was another guy. I remember sitting there talking to this guy, and they were talking about this deal they had brewing to buy the restaurant. And this guy was a bit of a hump. And I said, man, if he could do it, you know, if I ever get
the opportunity. It's my deal, Wade. It's my deal.
Yeah, I thought that there would be a chance that I might look at it someday. But when the opportunity presented itself and I had the chance to do it, I jumped in because financially it wasn't that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
Risk-wise, at that point.
The big deal was, and this is another thing I wouldn't do, and this is that, you know, you go into places that are kind of threadbare. You either have to have house money, you have to have a bankroll to do something like this, or you do what we did, which was put the profits that were significant back into the joint. Well, the problem was that lasted until the recession and financial
timing,
issues and business by its very nature in a nightclub atmosphere.
It's cyclical.
You have to reinvent yourself or you're going to fall by the wayside. We didn't have the pockets to do that, and we also had put everything we made into the restaurant, and we did. But the one thing we didn't do,
yes.
I don't regret. I didn't mortgage the house to do it.
Good.
I'm being really open
Which
about
one?
The way I am truly. Stop it. You know what?
That was him. That was him.
You know,
I mean,
that's
we're talking.
Not fair.
We're talking.
Not
2006, to be honest, 2005. It was a different time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it was back in the days, like you are now, being a landlord for Rofo.
Yes.
But anyway, the thing about it is, yes, with Rofo. Me,
Mr.
It,
you know, Furley. No, you don't want him.
Oh, not anymore.
No, you've seen the decision.
We'll get to that next break.
Yeah. That's what he's going to be. What's he going to be? Your houseboy or something like that? What are the tasks?
Rofo
he's going to do for you?
Said that he had to think about it.
Yeah.
And I said, think about this, my friend.
That's him. He's such a mook. He thought about that.
Well, he doesn't think about things like ruining his life with this chick, but he does think about moving into an apartment with a 6-month agreement. So,
oh my
you know.
God, so much to cover, so much to talk about. I want to. Can we just have a little taste of Rofo after we wrap up your thing with the?
It's a bitter taste.
I don't know if I would do it again, but I'll tell you, for about 3 or 4 years. I had a great time doing it. Mm. It was so much fun.
I got to witness you and meet you when you were in your restaurant having a great time.
It was
king of the world.
Yeah. It was really fun for a while. And then, like all good things, and I think the nightclub business, which really calling us a pub or a restaurant was, we were a night spot.
Yeah.
That's what we were. And that's the part that I think I wouldn't want to do again because it's too fickle. You know,
and
if
it's
you're trying
not
to get
really
young
what
people
you envisioned,
to party,
is it?
Not quite. I didn't mind it being a hang, but yeah, maybe it is what I envisioned. I wanted it to be a great night spot and a great restaurant and a great pub and a neighborhood joint, and I wanted everything, and you can't do that.
Got to be great at one thing.
Yeah.
Got to be great at
but
one
But for three
thing.
And a half years, good things happened there.
They did, including that jingle.
That's right.
We'll wrap it up with Oscar. I'll find out a little about Rofo because I really don't know all the details, and we'll have more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody,
Harry.
This is Harry Carey for Stamps.com.
Oh, hey, you're back. Good to
nice.
See you.
Back in the day, you wouldn't even be able to fathom the amount of Christmas cards that Dutchie and I would send out to family and friends.
Fans,
and
too.
What's that?
Fans as well.
Of course, fans, Oscar. There were droves of Cubby's fans that loved Harry Carey.
Sure.
But I tell you, I had to lick the envelopes and put the stamps on individually. There's no greater hassle. I'm dead now, but I wish there was a stamps.com when I was alive.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like there aren't enough hours in the day. Am I right, Rob?
That's so understandable, Harry.
The last thing you need to add to your hassles is another time-consuming trip to the post office.
Harry,
by the way,
Harry Carey hates hassles. Don't you hate
hassles? I do. By the way, Harry Carey for stamps.com. And I only do these commercials on opening day week. With stamps.com, you get the postage you need the minute you need it. Just use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package. It's quick and easy, and you'll save money. And isn't that what it's all about?
It is.
You're damn right it is. Mm-hmm. Right now, you can use our code TMOS.
Let me hear you.
This is a special offer. You'll get a 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer. That includes postage and a digital scale.
Great.
Get started. Mm. Hold on. Mike, this is the disclaimer part. What is it? Get him back in here.
It's the call to action, Harry. Call to action.
Get started with Stamps.com today, and within minutes, you'll be printing postage right from your desk. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Thank you, Harry.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey. That's Stamps.what?
Will you work in here, Harry?
Can you get in the way anymore? For God's sakes, I want to get out of here.
Harry hates hassles.
Stamps.com and TMOS. You'll never have to go to the post office again. All right. Goodbye.
Bye, Harry.
Thank you. That's Harry Carey. Thank you.
He's moody today.
Why did you want to ask, Harry,
I was gonna
if he was here?
I was going to say, you know, when he finishes these opening weed spots, back in the hole, right?
Back in the hole. Yes, back in the dirt nap. That's right. Back taking the dirt nap. Glad that won't be included when we send that off to the advertiser.
Yeah. Sorry, Travis.
Welcome back to... back in the hole. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, so you went out with Todd.
Mike,
yes.
Like the key out of this entire evening was a great dinner. Todd's wonderful girlfriend, Marissa, she made a homemade cheesecake for me. They brought it to the restaurant, which I thought was a nice touch.
Super sweet.
Yeah, to Martin's. We had the cheesecake, and then Todd looked at me and said, you want to go to a second location?
Oh, the second location. I said, you know what?
It's been a wonderful evening.
Yes.
And we said, well, is your place around here? I said, yeah, it's a couple blocks away, I guess. And then he said, I don't have the key. And as I mentioned yesterday, we stumbled on over, tried to get in, and then hopefully didn't ruin anything, stumbled away. But we figured out the closest bar to my home.
Yes.
If you're looking location and distance-wise. And it is this place called, and it used to be called Modern when I was a younger man, but it's called now the Georgetown Piano Bar, right?
Oh, hello.
So,
hello. That's right up your alley. I bet it's very gay.
So we now it's just, it's what you would expect, but in Georgetown on Saturday night,
Mr. Henry's was the piano bar.
Yeah, but this is a different piano bar, right?
I got Google Eyes made at me at Mr. Henry's. Long time ago.
Really? Yeah. What happened?
Tell us about that.
Well, there was a gentleman across the piano bar, and he kind of gave me a look. I'll never forget. And Mr. Henry's was kind of known to have a mixed
clientele. Oh, it was that type of crowd. Okay.
Diverse. Yeah.
That type of party. Yeah.
And I was up there singing my best Merman songs. And it was but that's cool that there's a piano bar. Why am I getting excited about this? This is a college piano bar.
And we realized that once we went in, and it's all Georgetown students.
This is unraveling. I can't understand the piano bar that
He's loaded when he arrives. So let's be clear that he's loaded, so it's gonna get a little squirrely.
But the thing is a piano bar and a college piano bar that doesn't seem to walk hand in hand, because you and I are picturing something, you know, that like Regis would be comfortable
with. It's not classy.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not classy. It's a dive bar with a piano.
Okay. Is it an upright piano or a grand?
The bar itself, there's a piano on the other side.
Okay, so and it's built around it.
It's built around
it. It's something they picked up cheap.
But you know, Rob, you're thinking the way I'm thinking right now. It all speaks to the playlist.
Yes.
What type
Who's
of
the guy
tunes?
That plays at the Carlisle in New York City?
Bobby Short.
That's the guy.
This is the genius. The gentleman playing at the piano.
Yes.
It looks to be a professor. He's an older gentleman.
That's good.
Yeah, he's an older gentleman, and he must be in his 70s, at the very youngest in his 70s.
So I'm gathering we're not going to hear today's hip-hop and rap classics.
But he's singing the hits. He's singing Lady Gaga. He's singing Britney Spears. He's singing Rihanna.
See, this is, Mike, what I pictured is you walk in and you hear something like this.
Casio.
It's a little Jack Jones. Yeah.
Welcome to the Georgetown Piano Bar. I'm Jack Jones.
She loves me.
That's what you expect, right? Okay, I expected that walking in there.
Were there any standards at all that were sung? Did he sing any oldies?
No standards, just the hits. And you know,
so everything you'd hear on the Kane show.
And it looked to me like the Georgetown University women's soccer team was sitting around the piano. Just every time he played a hit, they'd be dancing around him. They'd be hanging around him. Like it was the, if you were going to die and go to heaven, and become something as a man, an older gentleman.
Right.
That is the job you want.
And it was just piano and voice.
That's just piano and voice. Wow.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds like a wonderful experience.
And Todd and I just sat there. We said, this is the wildest piano bar we've ever been to. The piano bar is made out of plexiglass just in case there's spillage, right?
Sure.
So there's always that's classy. And then two, everybody there is legit in college, and you see the college kids like in sports coats. Some of them, they were on a date or something like that. And
was there anything at all there for non-collegians? Was there
the alcohol, the hard alcohol? But like every top shelf alcohol possible.
I could walk in as an old man and enjoy this experience.
Mike, we're old men compared to those kids, and I
enjoy
the experience.
Yeah, that's true.
When you're here, we should both go, and they will look at us and they'll say,
"No,
what a beautiful May-December relationship."
There was nothing homosexual about it.
No, but I'm talking about me and Mike walking in
legit
together.
And if it was, that would have been awesome too. But I'll tell you this. When we walked in, I was expecting the classic piano bar, Howl at the Moon, that you would see in any city across America.
Uh-huh.
And the quality was nowhere near that, but the atmosphere really led to, I can hang out here, and it just would be a fun hang. And the songs, they're contemporary. At one point, this one gentleman sat down and played TLC on the piano. I've never heard that in my life.
Wow.
You know, speaking of the fact that that we like that area in Georgetown, and we like to do stuff there, and we've done stuff before.
Show Rob that piano.
I, I got a tremendous amount of support from people and very nice messages, personal, via snail mail, on Facebook, and I got a lot of them from people. And, you know, we have a main guy that runs our fan page, Stephen Douglas McIntyre, who is who's really, you know, been instrumental in generating interest for the show by
so
putting
dedicated.
This fan page
yes.
together. And Stephen and I have communicated, and he's got my number, and I didn't put him in my phone, but I deciphered that this was him, because when you're getting sympathy messages about the fact that your mother has died, you want to get one that I got at, right before 8 a.m. this morning, which is also another time you want to get a text message.
Sure.
And I want to say thank you for this message when he said, "Are you going to have another Mad Fox-type meet and greet in May? Thanks." thanks, Stephen. Thanks for taking my personal number, which you will be blocked from now, and laying that on me. You know, the week I get back to regular
circulation.
Timing
is everything. When can you receive those messages?
You know what?
Never.
Today. Sorry, no, that's right. Never. Never. You confused me with that question. No, but I mean, I was just like, what? Shut up. But I'm thinking if we ever were
he
to
wants
do,
a piece of you, man. Everybody
if we,
does.
If we were to do a little one, would this be the type of joint where you could ever see us?
Oh, my
because
God.
Think about it. The yes. Michael Mara crew and a piano bar?
Yes.
Oh, is there anything greater?
We could definitely do it. I believe we could do it.
Yeah.
And it's just classy enough because of the zip code.
Yes.
And Mike, I seen the piano.
Out loud,
I seen a picture of the piano. It's red. It's a red piano. It's
oh,
a hot joint.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, a I mean, hot joint.
So funny. This is the closest bar to your
yes.
soon-to-be new home.
And then we looked at the happy hour prices. We're like, all right. Once I'm out of school on Fridays, we'll meet here at 6.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Wow.
You know, my nephew does the same thing. I mean, he's right around your age. And
yeah.
He heads over to the local place. They've all got, some of them have kids now,
mm-hmm.
and they bring the little child carriers, and they have
that's awesome.
They have their 1 hour of bliss.
Wow.
You know, because a lot of them, they're kids. They're just starting out. They
sure.
don't have babysitters. So it's you know, that's city
cool.
life. That's the
that's
way
city
it is.
Life city is life.
Absolutely.
City.
She loves me.
So you hung out, and how many hours did we spend in this
I would say at least two almost we almost got Todd to get up on the piano because Todd can play the piano very well and
really
yes he's really good and yes. we almost got him to get up there and sing because we've heard him sing before and
wow.
he's a good singer. He's solid.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd said, please listen to Tech 411.
And now, perhaps you recognize this as the theme to Doogie Howser.
This is a little song that I wrote about my Tesla driving to work by itself. Yeah. So you had a good
we
time.
We had a great time. And then just last night, I was actually at the University of Maryland, and a friend of mine texted me. And this is when you know there's a huge disparity between the ages.
Yeah.
He says, you feel it. He says, hey. When we're done studying here, you want to go see Ben Harper at the 9:30 club? And it's 8 p.m., right? And
making plans for the night at 8 p.m.
And I'm in College
Very
Park.
Cool. Very
and
cool.
I said, no, man. I was like, I'm lame. I was like, it's Monday, start of the week. I just can't do this. I'm so sorry. He goes,
you said no?
I said, Ben Harper. He goes, man, it's Ben Harper. I was like, I'm a big and I started naming all these songs. And he says, dude, you got to go. And he goes, invite your girl. I have 4 tickets. Let's do this. And he goes, maybe she has a friend. What do you think? She has a friend? And I said, I'll ask her. So I call Shannon. I said, Shannon, do you want to go
He's
see?
He's such a pretty man, Ben Harper.
Do you want to see Ben Harper? I would like to go. But if you don't want to go, no problem.
Here's a little Ben Harper.
Thank you.
This is his best song.
And then she says, that would be fun. I'll meet you at 9 p.m. at the 9:30 club. And from Maryland, like a teenager, I jumped in my car. I took off the sports coat, rolled up my sleeves, and went straight to the 9:30 club.
When did Ben Harper hit the stage last night?
9:30. Not so
That's
bad.
Cool.
Hey, not
9:30
so bad.
At the 9:30
Good for that club.
Club.
You
not
know what
so
I do when I go to the 9:30 club? It makes it a lot easier. When I get there, I take off all my jewelry and my wallet, and I throw it in the trash can. And it just saves a step.
High crime area around the 9:30 club, in case you've never been to D.C.
Hasn't gentrified yet, Mike.
Be aware of that.
We got home. We left at 11. I want to see the end of the Villanova game. We left, and I wanted to beat the crowd out because
right.
the show was ending at 11:30. I said, we'll leave right before 11. Saw enough to have a great night, and then just went straight home. Saw
Harry.
The end of the game. Good to go.
Ben Harper gets serious with his new album, Call It What It Is. Thank you.
That was a very brief album review.
Yeah.
That's all he had to say.
And he gets serious with it.
If anything, I'm glad I said, let's just do it. F it.
That's
it
cool.
It was nice
cool.
to see a couple hours of live
music.
You get
pretty caught up in your thing, and you know, and sometimes I think it's legit. Sometimes it's a good cover. You know, when you're doing this, you can say, you know, if a friend of yours calls you and you don't want to do anything, you know, you are tired. You don't want to go out and do that. And there's something about being in the city. You know, after just coming back from Boston, where that might kill me. You know, being in my 50s in the city, we were very well behaved, although the pig came out.
The whistle pig. Night,
we had 10 of us. We had my daughters. I was throwing caution to the wind. I'm like, yeah, you want a little wine? Have some wine. I don't care. No problem. I was looking the other way. I normally would be.
Did you send this to your sister?
I think Elizabeth got like a sip, and then the waiter very skillfully removed her glass.
Ah.
And I think that was it. And they didn't say anything, but
that's a nice way for them to handle it, though.
Yeah, but at the very end of the night, the pig came out, and my brother-in-law and my nephew had the pig in a little short glass without rocks. I asked for ice with mine because I'm going to enjoy this. That's how I like my whiskey on ice. And then my brother-in-law looked at me towards the end, and I said, so you ready for another one? I had like 3/4 of it finished. I think they were looking for my lead. Wasn't going to happen. Was not going to happen.
It's not a chugging drink. The whistle.
It's not a chugging drink. What were your beverages during your birthday night? What was it? Jack and Diet.
Jack. I started with. This is embarrassing, but I had 4 Blue Moons, and then I went straight to Jack and Diet. The Blue Moons. It's just I can't start with Jack and Diet right away. I get too hammered quickly.
But
right?
That's the wrong direction.
Blue Moon, Blue Moon, if you're going to start, I would recommend starting with a lighter brew. Blue Moon is a heavy, boozy beer.
It just tastes so good.
They serve it with orange?
ABV.
Yes,
yeah, because it's a cloudy, it's a wheat beer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm such a drunk. I love all of it.
Me too, though.
I could drink your Manhattan. I could drink his Jack and Diet. I could drink Blue Moon. I like white or red wine. I like vodka. I like whiskey. I like it all. I like it all. Put it in a bucket with eggs on top.
You don't like gin.
I don't care for gin.
See? No. But you're not truly, you don't have a problem.
In a pinch.
But if gin is included in a, like a mixed drink of some kind, I can probably drink it. Well, I can probably knock
good,
it back.
Force yourself, Mike, for the good of everybody.
I've gone in a different direction. I like some of the spicy,
a frittata?
Ginger beer based kind of drinks.
So good.
Those were really, really tasty. That's my new thing. But then we'd pivot to, you know, that. So you went from Blue Moon to Jack and Diet and then Jack and Diet for the rest of the night.
Yes.
All right.
Hangover of all hangovers, Sunday morning. Didn't make it to soccer. Shucks. Okay.
Did you miss Mass?
Missed Mass.
Oh,
but we made it. Again.
Oh, can I mention one last thing about the funeral? Okay, speaking of Mass.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you the last time I was in a Catholic church and going to a Catholic Mass. My mother was a devout Catholic. She wanted to have a Catholic Mass. Thank God for Gene, the funeral director.
Gene Baxter?
This was Gene, our funeral director.
Gene Baxter
and
was
Gene was giving me the cues. I forgot the whole stand, kneel, stand.
James oh, you Tuck, could, kneel. If you can follow, though, can't you?
He was not, let's just say the Monsignor was kind of used to a room that understands. There was not a lot of direction.
Hey, hot room, room.
Hey, tough room here. Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
you
put the kneeler down. This is a hot room.
By the way,
keep the smooth boys to the left.
And a hell of a long time since your boy's been on his knees for that long.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, Carla. Like 2 minutes left before we got a break, but I got to ask this question. Rofo, what is the back with his lady? Correct.
Yes. Back at it again.
Yes.
Rent potentially.
Rofo.
Still potentially renting a place from you.
No,
maybe?
No.
This cannot happen.
So basically, I've already rented my place out. Right, May 1st, someone's moving in, and I'm probably either moving into my new place if we can close in time, or B, I'm moving to Olney. That's a different story. That being said,
temporarily,
yes, moving back to my parents' house.
He's
age 38.
Already, he did the Craigslist thing, got a hot young couple.
Yes,
that's moving in.
But I offered a Rofo a subsidized rent because I need someone I could trust.
Right.
And Rofo hemmed and hawed in my first follow up question with conversation with him after I'd done the math and realized that Rofo couldn't afford it, but I was going to take the hit for Rofo so he could move into the city and get a better life outside of Manassas.
This is after Pony already blew off the opportunity.
Yeah, but
to
Pony's
live there.
A lost cause, and he was going to smoke in the unit, so I didn't want him to deal with
that.
So I said, okay, this is the deal. Rofo's out.
Wait, would you have been able to pay the same amount, Pony, and move into his
I said that, yes. I was going to take a hit for Pony.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you said no because you're setting your ways out where you live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love being out in Fairfax.
Yeah, and his neighbors wouldn't move,
happening,
so he can't
Mike.
Have that threesome whenever they do it. You know?
That's right. It's the lady.
Yeah. Three people.
You know what? Love to give him a hard time, but I can't understand.
How's the tripod going to stand if he's not there?
That's right.
You got to go. Gotta go where the
pony said. It's strange, though, isn't it? It's strange.
So, but I felt Rofo was off of his game because young, single Rofo, and this now all makes sense.
Right.
Says to me, hey, I was like talking to my parents. I don't know if I can do this. Maybe in a year. I said, Rofo, a single man in the city, this will change your perspective of, you can stop being Manassas and you can start living in the city and being professional.
I mean, how many times if you're going to take a financial hit for him and not get the full deal because you just want like a peace of mind?
And he could be closer to the studio. Yep. He could do anything he wants, right? It's perfect for him. Absolutely. He hemmed and hawed as soon as I picked up the phone. And I said, well, I'm not going to deal with this. There's a hem and haw. I don't know if it's the right time, Big O. Blah, 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 blah. I said, okay. Not 2 weeks later. Do we find out the hemming and hawing and all the drama and probably all the tension and focus in his life wasn't to further himself in life and maybe move to the city and set himself up for a professional profile here in D.C.? It was, how do I get back together with my abusive, crazy girlfriend?
That's right.
All right. For another day, I would love to hear about that. Did you end up renting it to a friend?
No, I put it on Craigslist, and Shannon's like, let's just see if we can find someone that's not going to trash the place.
It went like crazy. He had like four offers in one day.
Yes.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow.
And then on day three, it was rented full price.
Mm-hmm.
Top dollar. That's good. Well, that's a good thing. That's fantastic. All right. We will take a break. I want to hear more. I know you guys have covered a lot of Rofo, but at some point, we'll get him back
on
the
show. There's crevices and secret passages that we have still not explored.
Right after Al Roker and his five aborted landings. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. You found
this
it.
This nonsense here, Box. After all, yeah!
Hey, look at the beach.
Buy us new.
Hey, Ballpoint.
Right now.
Stop calling me names.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Donner, you should be ashamed of yourself. What a pity. He had a nice takeoff, too.
Just goes to prove that Santa is a dick, too. Check out AmeriCast every Monday right here on the More Broadcasting Network. Download it on the TMOS app or from iTunes today.
That's a good one, Serta. Marcus, nice job. Hey, can you play this from the beginning? Is that possible or is
absolutely.
It mixed together?
No.
This little musical interlude brought to you by Amazon, everybody.
I bought it on Amazon, Mike. Did you know that? All I had to put in was Van Morrison, Live Moon Dance, and it popped right up.
Let's listen. Never heard this version of Moon Dance.
It was fantastic. I was so pleased to find it.
Here we go. That's fantastic. Anyway, and then he goes on and he sounds, by the way, Van Morrison sounds so wasted on this particular
show. But the band sounds sober.
Yeah, they do. We play, you know, the Crap Blues Band used to play that chart. We used to do that.
Did
version
you really?
Of Moon Dance. We played
so
that
good.
Version of Moon Dance.
Great song.
Anyway, it's Amazon, everybody. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, but it means the world to us. Thanks, friend. Thanks for being good. Thanks for being good. And without further ado, let me do this and press this. And if I do that, then you'll be able to.
News.
So excited about Moon Dance. Wrong with me.
What's
wrong with me?
What has happened to you?
Beverage Digest. Do you subscribe? Do you subscribe to the Beverage Digest?
Mike, I take the Digest.
The Digest just released the top five most popular sodies from 2015. I don't think we ever miss this one. I think
I
do this every year when it comes out. The top sodas most popular of 2015. This is the top five. Would you like to 5-1 or 1-5?
5-1.
5-1, please.
5-1. Number five, ladies and gentlemen, is Mountain Dew.
Now available with real sugar.
Oscar gives it a buzz. Mountain Dew. Number four.
Really? Dr. Pepper?
I love Dr.
Pepper.
Pepper.
Oh, it's the best.
Two thumbs up.
Good stuff.
Number three, it gets easy now. I'm going to let you guess the top three. Easy is easy.
Mm,
Two and three are the only one that'll be in question. I'll say number three is Pepsi.
Number two is Pepsi.
Oh, yes. So number three is Diet Coke.
Number three is Diet Coke.
And number one is Coke.
Number one is, of course, Faygo.
Yeah, Faygo. What's the one that Safeway used to sell?
Oh, Cragmont.
Mike. That's great, yes.
When you come, the new Rite Aid is open. You probably don't know about it yet. The Rite Aid across the street.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And it has a full wall of soda, including Mexican Coke, in the glass bottles.
I told you last week, a buddy of mine gave me one of those regular Pepsis with sugar. It is like a burst of childhood, but they're horrible for you. But
I think they're pretty good for you.
Fox, the network, is spending the whole week saying goodbye to American Idol, but don't get too teary-eyed, because guess what, kids?
What?
Plans are already in the works to bring it back.
Oh, yay. No. It's not even... How can we miss you if you don't go away?
There is no word where. There's no word of when. And there will most likely be changes. But it's coming back. Creator Simon Fuller says, quote, "There will no doubt be another format or refinement or elevation of the format. Now I can actually revamp it and come up with a new version. The next generation of Idol, and Idol will certainly be coming back for sure."
It's called The Voice.
Yeah, it's already back.
Yeah. Well, he said it'll have a youthful glow and it will be pioneering again, just as it was when we first began.
Coaches on segways.
Hoverboards.
We're not here to judge adult virgins. We're really not, Mac, but at least not out loud. Apparently, everyone's judging them silently, especially other adult virgins. Here are some results of a new study on adult virgins. Check them out. Number one, 90% of people lose their virginity by age 24. Number two.
This is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Steve.
Number two, people are less likely to want to have sex with a virgin than with someone who's experienced. In other words, once you're an adult, you don't want to be someone's first.
Okay.
That makes sense to me. Number three, adult virgins are even less likely to want to have sex with another virgin. They really want someone more experienced for their first time. That's adults who are virgins. And number four, so if you're an adult who's never had sex, who does want you? Someone younger, apparently. People under 26 are the most likely to say they're cool with it being somebody's first.
They'll deflower you.
Yeah, it sounds creepy to me if it's your first time.
It does sound a little creepy. There's something about somebody that didn't have anything to, you know. That's why, you know, for me, it was just like, bring on the sluts! moving right along, a Connecticut judge agreed to drop drunken driving charges against supermodel Stephanie Seymour. Anybody care about this lady?
Is she dark-haired?
20 years ago.
Dark-haired, older,
she was hot.
She's 47.
She was in the Guns N' Roses video.
That's who she was. She dated Axl. Yeah. Right.
Axl.
Cops say she backed a Range Rover into another car in Greenwich, Connecticut. In January, she appeared in a Stamford court on Monday and apologized for her actions. Firstly, Your Honor, she said, "I'd like to apologize to the courts and the Greenwich police." That's what she told the judge, whose name was Auden Grogans. "I am incredibly ashamed that I did something that could come out much worse. I would also like to apologize to my family and the lady that I backed into." The judge said Seymour seemed remorseful. And hot!
Yeah, there guilty of being hot!
No!
A 13-year-old kid named Nathan Boyer was at a baseball practice outside Phoenix, Arizona last month when his coach collapsed. The coach's name is Isaac Weinrich, and it turned out he was having a massive heart attack, which is pretty crazy because he's only 26.
What?
And he's in good shape. As of last year, he was still trying to make it as a pro baseball player. Nathan thought it was a joke at first, but when he asked Isaac if he was okay, he didn't get an answer, so he flipped him over onto his back, grabbed Isaac's phone and used it to call 911. Then he started doing CPR. This is a 13-year-old kid.
God, I can't even get Robert to clean his room.
He learned it in the Boy Scouts a few years ago, and even though he hadn't done it since then, he ended up saving Isaac's life. Firefighters got him to the hospital. His doctors think he will make a full recovery.
Wow.
A hero, a real hero at 13. I think that's incredible. And now a little something-something on the other side of the spectrum, people. 46-year-old Clifford Knight and his 38-year-old wife, Lataya, were at a buffet in Manchester, Connecticut, the town right next to my hometown. That was Saturday night. Well, they got into an argument with a 21-year-old guy over the crab legs. We're not sure We're not sure who was hogging the crab legs, but we do know Clifford and Lataya took the argument to the next, to a whole nother level, and they attacked the guy. Clifford punched him in the face, and they started brawling with him until his mother, Clifford's mother, used pepper spray to get them to stop. Clifford was arrested and charged with a third-degree assault. Lataya was charged with threatening, and they were both charged with disorderly conduct. The guy they beat up wasn't arrested, and his mom wasn't either, since she used the pepper spray in self-defense. The good news with all of this, because of the pepper spray, for the rest of the evening, the buffet featured spicy crab legs. Nice. We'll take a break.
Spicy. And,
I like that one as soon as I wrote it this morning. Spicy crab legs. See, she sprayed. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio ball and Rob Spiewak right here. Spicy. We'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
Hey, Gary, do you remember that time the teacher hit you in the face with an eraser?
You're not supposed to bring that up.
I know. Gary was a bad boy and a bad student.
I wasn't a bad boy. I was just bad in school.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Also, my great fear of quicksand.
You got to be kidding me.
I kid you not. And the battle of the bad songs. Check it all out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave a 5-star review. And download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
This sounds like a very strange show.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, do you like what you're hearing? I'd like to talk to you seriously, if I may, about our bonus content. Our bonus content is something that we do to help our show, to financially support our show, and to give you a little bit extra entertainment every single week if you are a TMOS fan. Each and every week, we record a 6th episode of the show, and we really, really, really want to get more participation in our TMOS bonus packages for 2016. All you have to do is subscribe for a full year of bonus, and you get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content. That's basically an extra show every week, and you get access to the entire bonus show anthology, and you save over 25%, all waiting for you at MikeOmaraShow.com. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. If you do it today, you get the whole year.
Yeah.
Not just at the beginning of the year, you get the whole year until right now next year. That's our special feed creator. Also, we can even ask us access your bonus content from iTunes or pretty much any other podcast app. Whether you want to buy it, give it away, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. And please let us know when you do.
Yeah.
We really appreciate the people that support our bonus content. It's uncensored, it's commercial free, and you're going to love it. The bonus package, order yours today, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, April 5, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Did any of us, Oscar, I guess, was the only one that watched the championship game last night where Villanova won,
yes,
right?
And you know what's great about college basketball is that usually, especially if you're a fan, and you don't have to be a North Carolina or Villanova alumnus to go actually get there and root for your team.
Right.
Just a fun game and with a buzzer beater that hasn't been done since 80-something, right?
Well, Chris,
yeah, the state of the college game is at an all-time high.
They phenomenal.
They a game like that and a championship game
since
like that.
NC State Houston.
Chris Chris Jenkins, he's going to be forever remembered for this shot. What an amazing thing.
Yeah, incredible shot. And by the way, great shots from North Carolina on the other end, too.
Before we hear really the terrific. Chris Jenkins shot, the guy who is the saltiest today is named Marcus Page, who tied it with 4 seconds to go with another pretty incredible shot.
Double clutch three-pointer, right?
Yeah, and so this is how that sounded.
It's Barry, who had the hot hand from three in the first half. They're going to have to do something from the outside now. It's Page off balance. Puts it up.
So
it left the game tied at 74 with 4.7 seconds left.
At this point in the game, in the post-game press conference, he said he looked at his team and said, we have 4 seconds, we go to overtime, we win this game. That's how positive. He goes, play defense. Four seconds. Mm-hmm. Four seconds, right?
Exactly, right, right.
Well, they did not do exceptionally well on defense.
4.7 seconds. Villanova.
Jim
Nance. Trying to go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Well, Jenkins.
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship. Yes!
At
the buzzer.
You could watch it 10 times and you wouldn't get tired of it.
It was
great.
A three-pointer, right? Was
yes, design three? Play. Design play.
They said they practice every day.
Yes, and 50% of the shots don't go in.
And it didn't need to be a three-pointer to win the game.
No.
But the fact is
the time. It was the time design play.
Absolutely. Pretty amazing. I mean, really, and you know, great, and congratulations to Villanova. Way to go. Villanova, I don't follow the Final Four, all that, the NCAAs. Villanova picked to go far? I wasn't sure where they were
ranked two. They beat a one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay, but, so they were both supposed
to be
there.
But as far as the program is concerned, Villanova in the 80s and early 90s was, I mean, I remember growing up and people had Villanova caps on, right? That's
right,
what you
exactly.
would have because
mm-hmm.
you had a basketball
big deal.
But as of late, they haven't been this powerhouse program. And they're finally back on top on another level. And for the squad that was out there, the selfless squad, because that play just at the end, just quickly, was set up for either the guy who had the ball to take the shot or if he had an open guy to the right or left of him to pass it.
Yeah,
a selfish player would have taken that shot.
And likely
missed. Because he wanted the glory, right?
Yep, absolutely.
But he passed it away.
The pressure, cool. The glory, all those emotions that are in there. And my memory of Villanova, I think it was 3, maybe 4 years ago. They're the ones that knocked American University out in the first round. Thank you. Yes, that's how I remember that.
Well, Mike,
yes,
let me cheer you up. It is springtime, despite the fact we saw snowflakes in the D.C. suburbs this morning. It is springtime.
Yeah,
that
sorry,
means-
guys. I haven't brought it up today.
It's fine. It's freezing.
It's fine.
Truly,
I have a jacket.
What's your
that's
high
fun.
Temperature going to be there up in the...
46? 48. 46, 48. Yeah.
But springtime is here in theory. I'm not going to ask you and give you the flipping satisfaction.
At least we have internet up here, Mike.
Yeah, we do.
It's a little chilly up here, down here. Hey, 81.
Hmm. And that's
sorry.
Your age or the temperature? I forget. Hey, it's springtime, and guess what's back? It was windy. He had to record in the car, but it's springtime, and that means Kaz is back, and the crab stand is open.
It's Kaz, and here's the crab stand. Term of the guaranteed Maryland crab. That's all we sell, folks, are Maryland crabs. How do you spell fresh? How do you spell heavy? How do you spell full? How do you spell absolutely monster packed? Just say the crab stand. It's that simple. And hey, look, folks, it's today, our first one of the official 2016 guaranteed Maryland crab season. The Sunday Funday giveaway! I'm giving you something for nothing. All you gotta do is share this post. Look, folks, we're calling four people today. Who we got on board giving away prizes? I've got Jade Quilly from Serendipitous Adventures Photography. She's going to give away a print.
We don't need to hear his plugs. Yeah. Yeah, but okay. I will tell you this. He said something so brilliant. He said, when you come to the crab stand, our bigs are bigger than big.
Yeah, they
yeah.
are.
So keep that in mind when you
yeah,
go
it's
there.
And it's full as meat. Mustard is the crab poo.
Exactly.
It's in there, right? Yeah.
Mustard.
Absolutely.
Full of mustard.
Full of mustard.
Full of mustard.
I don't think that's a selling point.
Well, you know, to some people, they think mustard, they're thinking Grey Poupon. Mm-hmm. But they put the poop in Poupon.
It's what they call it.
Right? Mike, I have one of the reasons that I was such an outcast as a child is starting at about age 13 or 14, I started collecting radio jingles. I know, it's a dweeb thing to do. But
yeah,
I do
but
love jingles.
Been good for the show.
Good
so
for the show.
I like
this
it,
is
yeah.
one that
good
I've never
soul.
Heard before. Have you ever heard of KMPC 710 Los Angeles? It's a legendary station. It was owned by Gene Autry. Now it's an ESPN station.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the 60s, I don't know what sort of clientele they were catering to when they bought this jingle. Never heard it.
Rosh Hashanah, yeah, 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 yeah.
You're going to save that one.
Now, I don't normally nice. Like
well,
to
I
tell you.
Well, I can say it's a safe bet that station's not owned by a guy named Fitzgerald. Just let me say, a Rosh Hashanah jingle.
I'm not
that?
Normally one to tell you what to do or ask you what to do.
Right.
But let's say KMPC was running the Rosh Hashanah jingle into Still the One by Orleans.
Right.
Do you suppose you could talk that up for us?
I don't know if I could, Rob, but I'm sure there's somebody that might be able to do that. All
let's
right?
see.
All right.
What happens?
Rosh Hashanah, yeah, 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 yeah.
Hello. I know you don't normally run political ads on your station, but I just want to say happy Rosh Hashanah to my Jewish friends and vote Bernie Sanders in the Wisconsin primary. Have a good day.
Nice. There he goes.
Very good.
Nice.
I love yes, it. Right. And you know, Mike, it's exactly
Simpatico. It's what I was hoping for. Perfect.
I'm glad you got it.
Let's close on a sad note.
What?
Admiral Akbar, the voice of Admiral Akbar, has passed away. He was the fish, the big-looking fish guy in Return of the Jedi that that was running the fleet. And
in his 90s, right?
Wasn't the voice 90s? Guy was in his 90s, but he has one of the greatest lines in all of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trap!
Take a piece of action. Green crew, skip past the holding sector and be shouted.
We have enemy ships in sector
47. It's a trap.
And for some reason, that's such like the only busy, thing he says.
Such a busy soundtrack, though, right?
Oh, very much
sometimes
so.
To really spotlight the voice, I mean, there's so much going on, right?
Great sound design. Great sound design. Anyway, so it's weird to think that someone who was in Jedi, which was a movie when I was like a teenager, died at 93. Everybody's getting older. Oh, and this, you know, there's a whole bunch of different revolutionary things going on in the world of laborers, and things are getting to be more fair, even in other countries across the world. Seth Meyers has this.
The Prime Minister of Spain has announced plans to end the country's universally observed 3-hour siesta and lunch break in order to shorten the typical workday. Meanwhile, the President of China has just introduced casual Sundays.
So, see, Mike, things are getting better. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Casual Sunday. I love Seth Meyers'
writing. Smart writing.
I really do. That's good stuff. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show, what?
Oh, no.
Wait, I'm trying to get out here. Can I read it? No, Harry, I want to wrap up
Mike,
the show myself.
Let him read it.
Let him read it. Come on.
TMOS 2796 Leesburg, Virginia 20177. And don't forget, it's the mailbag. Rob Spiewak, Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a hoot.
You like
every
it?
Wednesday or Thursday. Don't forget, take our survey. Click on the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and take it. Just go ahead. Do it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, say join us again. For the entire crew, it's Harry Carey out. It could be. It might be. It is. The end of the show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet-setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.